to the chat with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. This program is live. And we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, iPhone, cell phone, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH and take advantage of the many talk shows that we have to offer you here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. If you would like to connect with myself and my audience today while we are live on the air from 4:11 until 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. And that's if you have any questions or would like to make any comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support the chat, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement and it's coming up really soon. This will be for December. My. Let me pull up the calendar. This will be for December the 14th. Okay, and free produce market every second Saturday of every month. Like I said, that will be December the 14th. This will take place at Logos Christian Ministries at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. You do not need an appointment, but please show up with your state ID or your driver's license and be ready to give the name and number of people in your household. Remember, December the 14th, you will be able to take advantage of the free produce. And if you have need of nothing, please share with someone you may know that could take advantage of that. Okay. I also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. That telephone number is 740-262-0939, and they are located in LaRue, Ohio. I always like to start off my show with a thought for today. And this thought is titled, Connecting with Others. And somehow I lost it for a minute here. Just hold on 1 second. Oh, boy. Happy Monday to all of you out there. Mondays usually start out kind of rocky, but this one wasn't too bad. I can't complain. Long as I can find my thought for today, I'll be doing great. Connecting. How do I lose that? I guess I called somebody or somebody called me and I lost it on my phone. But don't you love Google? I do. Okay. Well, I have my guest today and that's Dacia Wade. How are you today, Dacia?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Thank you so much. And it's good to see you today.
Good to see you too.
All right. And I have Genesis Williams. She's a student from Wilberforce University. And she's visiting with us again. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. Okay. It's good to see you young ladies today. Beautiful day, isn't it? Sun shining and all that?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Here it is. Connecting with others. Thought for today. We are normally kind to people who are kind to us, but when someone is not behaving well, we tend to change our attitude, response, and behavior toward that person. We wait for the other person to change before changing ourselves, so we do not find change in others nor in ourselves. When I see others' inner qualities, I connect to them more easily. I will not be dependent on another person's behavior for my own growth today. I will see each person's positive aspects and take them within myself. In this way, I will become richer richer with each interaction. So I guess it's saying that we can come richer by the interaction of other people and partaking of the good things that they're doing. So did you get that same sense what I was reading?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay, great. Great, great, great. Now, we are going to talk about Kanye West. He is a newfound Christian, and we also know that he was a rap star. He said the greatest rapper God had created. I heard that today. And I guess he did perform a show on Joel Osteen. I guess it was just this past, at his facility this past week, and it was a two-hour show. And he, you know, he's got all these people with him, the band and the dancers and all that. He does a complete show. So, and a lot of people are saying that, is this for real for Kanye West, or is it just a way for him to pull in more people for his support? What do you think about that, Daisia? Do you have any thoughts on it?
Well, I thought at first, what is this? Yet at the same time, I know where I came from. I know there's nothing impossible for God. And if we want change and we ask for change, God is faithful to do that for us. Mm-hmm. Especially if we want what he wants us to want, you know, we mm-hmm. want that salvation or that everlasting life and to dwell with him and to please him. If we're trying to do that, God is faithful and he is all powerful, so he can do those things. I did listen to a couple things on Kanye West today when you told me the topic, and I heard his own personal interview.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yes, I did, about his album that's coming out, Jesus is King. Okay. He was saying how the church didn't want him to name his album Jesus is King.
Oh, really?
They wanted him to say that Jesus is Lord or Jesus rules or something like that, other than Jesus is King. But so he has some type of controversy with the people in the church because they wanted him not to name the album, but he wanted to name it. But he said the reason he wanted to name that album that is because Jesus is King.
Yes, he is.
King of Kings.
So he wanted to express that Jesus is King. That's what he said. I really don't know what to think. But I did see something that somebody had on him after his interview. And they were saying that people are trying to compare Kanye West with Saul turned to Paul.
The apostle?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Remember how Saul was persecuting the Christians and all of this and all of that? And,
okay, yeah.
And then he met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
Yes, yes.
He was blinded for 3 days, but he had received the Lord. But when he first went to the apostles, they were running from Paul.
Oh, yeah.
They were skeptical, like, oh, no, who is he? Because he came to persecute us.
Yes, and he was.
And so a lot of people are relating Kanye West to that.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Because he was behind Stephen being martyred.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, see, but the person that did that commentation, they were basically saying, well, you can relate him to Paul, but the other step hasn't happened. Which was, he went to the disciples at first, and they ran from him. And I think he came with Peter or someone else, but they accepted him. It might have been John. But
he came with some. Ananias prayed for him.
Ananias prayed for him, but when he went to the apostles and they accepted him, someone brought him, someone that the apostles knew.
Okay.
He was able to give that person his full testimony.
Right.
And he brought them to the other believers.
Could have been
And
Peter.
Then they was able to accept him. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're saying. Okay, yeah, he's saying this and he's saying that. But has he given his full testimony on how he got delivered? Like Paul did. Yeah, I did this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then that person also was saying that Paul never sold his soul to the devil. And Kanye West did. By admission of his own mouth.
But you know, God is able to redeem fight us for, back from that.
Amen. Amen. And they were also saying that that Paul never sold himself to the devil, and they were saying that Paul didn't say, don't judge me, don't judge me, don't judge me, when the church didn't accept him at first. He just went on about what the Lord was still telling him to do. So,
well, he also didn't live in our age, in our time. And, you know, we're going by what the scripture tells us about Paul. But like you said, even the disciples was very skeptical about receiving him and accepting him, even though he was saying, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved.
I've received the Savior. I've received the Messiah. You know,
and how he did it and all that. Genesis, what do you think about that? Do you think that he's been changed or renewed? Or how do you explain or look at a person who says that they've been changed by Christ? Do you think that's possible?
I definitely think it's possible. When it comes to Kanye West, I never really paid attention to him, because what I did hear about him, it wasn't godly. It wasn't referring to as like him being a Christian. So now, like when I heard it, and I heard him with the choir, the big choir he had and stuff like that, I was like, oh, okay. But I never really thought too much of it, because I mean, I believe God can change people, but I do think it's, I wouldn't say an act, but I think it's to, for more attention.
To get more promotion or to make more money or mm-hmm. to be more famous. And those of you who may not be aware of who Kanye West is, he is the husband of the famous Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to be one of the most famous of her family, you know. And she's also fighting for reform in the prisons. They both are avid supporters of our president, Donald Trump. And he supports Kanye also and Kim Kardashian. They go to the White House and talk to him about different things that they're working on and trying to do. I think the prison reform is something that we seriously need to look at as a country. Because the old way is just not working. Nothing's really changing. It seems to be getting worse. Also, I saw that he put on a show and gave his testimony at Joel Osteen's. I think it was just this past Sunday.
Yeah, he actually invited my school to sing.
Really?
It was like a month or two ago. Our choir sung with him.
Okay. You sang with him?
Oh, no. Just the school choir.
Okay. All right. That's great. All right, then. So
one thing, when you brought up Donald Trump, one thing I did hear in his interview was that he was saying that he don't understand why people are judging according to skin color or your ethnicity, how you should vote. He said he's tired of people telling him, because he's black, he should vote Democrat
mm-hmm.
because he's black. Or he should not talk to this person or that person because he's black and he's supposed to stand for a certain thing or stand for the culture or whatever. But he's saying, who made the culture that we know of? Who made it? We don't know who made it. We just know what we see.
Right.
Because really, at this point in time, we don't really know what we come from, none of our background from throughout our ancestors and everything. We just know grandma, great-grandma, mom, and dad.
Right.
You know, we don't know any of the things that we actually
our history,
practiced
yes.
or the religion that we actually
originated from.
Yes, we don't know any of that. We don't know what it is. We don't know if it's Christianity. We don't know what it is.
Or Muslim.
Because I just don't believe
Islam.
That it had a name.
Hmm. That could have been true.
I don't think it had a name. They just served God. Mm-hmm. God came and spoke to them. They believed him. They served him. I don't think that it was, oh, I'm a Christian.
Oh, like they do on the
or
day.
I'm a atheist, Baptist, yes, or Baptist. I'm a this or I'm a that.
Jesus
they
only.
Were believers.
Right. They were believers in Christ Jesus.
And that's what we are to this day. Because mm-hmm. once we get into saying that, oh, I'm a Christian or I'm this or I'm that, well, what Christian are you? Are you a Baptist Christian? Are you a Church of God in Christ Christian? Are you a Pentecostal Christian? Are you a Apostolic Christian? Are you a Lutheran? What Christian are you? And then they all have their own beliefs. So we know that that is not nobody's true, really, foundation of
religion. That's too many
religion.
Dissects, isn't
it's
it?
Too many different beliefs under yeah. one name.
Divisions. Christianity.
Well, there was one Christ. So one Christ, there was yeah. one religion. Right. One baptism, one faith, one God, right. one religion. And right. that's it. So for one religion, Christianity, to have 100 different sects under it,
right.
it has to be wrong. Because either is you following God or you're not.
Well, the thing about that is they have trouble agreeing how they want to serve God. Well, they're not doing it right over here. So we take a piece of the Bible and just like Acts 2:38 and they build a religion on it. Okay, that's like Jesus only. That's the only way into heaven. And if you don't believe that, then you can't go. That's apostolic Pentecostal. That's their doctrine. Okay, so then you have the Pentecostal. They the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Right? Yeah. So, and they baptize that way. And others baptize the other way. But then you got Four Square Gospel, and they're baptized in the name of Jesus. And then they're like, what? We didn't know they did that. Well, yes. They baptized me in the name of Jesus in Wooster, Ohio.
I got baptized in the name of Jesus.
At Four Square?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was at Four Square.
I was in the Apostolic Church. Mm-hmm. I think both times. I don't know what King's Temple actually is. I don't know if it's apostolic, Pentecostal, or just apostolic.
Apostolic, Pentecostal.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I thought they were a divide in that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Right, right.
But at Zion Apostolic Faith Church in Akron, I got baptized in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And at King's Temple Apostolic Pentecostal Church, mm-hmm. I got baptized in the name of Jesus. I've never been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But yes, I have, because Jesus is the name of the Father, Son,
That's
and the Holy Ghost.
He's all those things. Just like he said, why can't I say Jesus is King? Because he is King of Kings and Lord of all lords. You know, he is our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. All those are antidotes for him, or synonyms, or names. Attributes, that's the word. Attributes. All those are attributes of Christ. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They're all
one God with many names.
With many names. Many names. And unlimited to what he can do. Jehovah Rapha, my God, my healer. You know, he got names for even what he can do. So I agree with Kanye about that. Why can't I say Jesus is King with my new album? You know, I think it's a great thing. And I hope more people follow after Christ. He gave his testimony to Joe Olsen. He said that crazy person y'all used to know. I'm not
gone.
That. Because mm-hmm. remember he had some kind of mental thing going on. And he said when he was going through that experience, he had like visions and stuff like that, you know, and the Lord talked to him. Just like you said about Paul got knocked off that horse, you know.
The Lord talked to him.
You know, why are you trying to kill me or persecute me? Why are you kicking, what did your head
against
the
stone?
Yeah. And Paul said, who, Lord? Because he act like he didn't believe in him, right? But when he knocked him off the horse, he said, is that you, Lord? He knew then that he was real.
And another point that commentator made about Paul was, Paul thought he was doing God's service.
By killing the Christians.
He was zealous for what he thought was right. Yes. It didn't absolutely go all the way wrong. And come around. He just had a misunderstanding on what the truth was. And they were using that to contradict what Kanye West is doing. Like, okay, well, Kanye West, he willingly knew. that he sold his soul to the devil. He knew it was wrong, and this and that, and this and that. And Paul was under another deception, like,
He thought he was doing God's work, but he wasn't, and he was doing the devil's work.
And he did.
Whether he knew it or not, he was still, you know.
And that's true. So, I mean, a lot of people have different views on it. My own personal view, I haven't seen enough yet myself. I just, you know, but I do strongly believe this. God lives inside of us.
Yes.
I can't look at you and know if you saved or not.
But there should be something about me that you can see, even from my countenance on my face. There should be something different, because you know me, you've seen me before, and there should be something different where our spirit may click.
Yes. You think? After you have accepted Christ.
Right.
Yes. Then the spirit of Christ in you
shines.
Will click with the spirit of Christ in me.
Right.
Okay, the spirit bears witness with itself. But what I'm saying is just meeting up on somebody that you never seen before. You don't know. A lot of times you got to wait till somebody open up their mouth.
So this man says, Kanye West says, that he is a new creature and that he is saved. So do we not believe him or not?
We have to take his word for it, because we're not God. We don't know. We don't.
That's true, we don't.
I mean,
like, I hear him.
Yeah, we don't know. Just like somebody can look at me and be like, oh, she's not saved, or be like, oh, she is saved.
Right.
But they don't know.
That's true.
Nobody knows anybody else's personal relationship with Christ.
That's so true. We don't know that. So he also supports Joel Osteen, since he had Joel Osteen.
I really like this high-waisted short.
This is what he had to say, sorry. I didn't know that was up. I thought I turned it down. But this is some of the things he said on.
Turn your volume down. Oh.
This Kanye West at Joel Osteen's church.
Documentations of me drawing a church and saying, start a church in the middle of Calabasas. So as I sat there saying, you know, I'm going to make a gospel album, there were Christians that were there that were not, excuse me, brother, I go into these streams of consciousness when I'm talking, and when you're speaking in the middle of it, it distracts me. I really appreciate the support, but I would like for everybody to be completely silent so I can let God flow through me as I speak to you guys today. And now, the trend, the shift, is going to change. Jesus has won the victory. Because now I told you about my arrogance and cockiness already. Now, the greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him. Even for someone who's professing God and saying, this is going to be a gospel album, the devil's going to come and do everything he can to distract people from knowing how to fully be in service to the Lord. And all of that arrogance and confidence and cockiness that y'all seen me use before, God is now using for him. They are in the wrong, or that they are basking and living and capitalizing off of sin. We all have sin. It's another thing to just be selling drugs in the children's parking lot.
Didn't say much about that, huh? But that's the point. A great point.
There's a lot of people in the Christian community that try to give Joel a hard time, because when you turn on the radio, he keeps on showing you how good God is.
There. I wanted them to hear what he said about Joel Osteen, because he does get a lot of flack from pastors who say that he is not a pastor and he is not preaching the word of God, or he's just a motivational speaker. He's not really a pastor. And what do you think about Joel Osteen? Have you ever heard his message? Eugenesis? You haven't? Okay.
I have. I've heard him before.
You've heard any of his messages?
I have.
Has he ever encouraged you or made you think that, well, he should not be preaching the word of God, or what we call preaching the word of God?
I just feel like this, and I said this about my own child. I feel like if I'm doing wrong, I don't need no reward. I don't deserve a reward. So I need to learn how to line up with God in order to receive those promises of God. And if I'm not receiving the chastisement to line up with the word of God, then all of those promises don't apply to me anyway. So if you're not giving me the good, the bad, and the ugly,
right,
then I don't partake in the good. The promises are for those that keep his commandments.
True. But he still reign on the just and the unjust.
But the promises are for those who keep his commandments. Yeah, he gonna reign on the just and the unjust.
Yeah, he still.
If the whole land need water and the rain, and he watered the whole land.
Yeah, he does.
It's gonna benefit the just and the unjust.
That's right.
But if he rain down fire and brimstone, it's only gonna fall on the unjust. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. How deep is your faith, Genesis?
Mm-hmm. I love him. I know I want to go to heaven. I know he can do all things.
Yes, he can do all things. That's for sure. He can.
I feel like my relationship can be better, stronger though.
Okay. You got a point there.
Yeah. I definitely do.
I think all of us can say that. Because, I mean, when you talk about a strong relationship with Christ, he's, I think the biggest and the most important thing is, like he told Thomas, he said, well, you don't believe, Thomas didn't believe that he had came back from the dead and that the other apostles had seen him and that he just appeared in this room. He didn't open the door, he didn't come through the window, but he appeared. And Thomas said, I do not believe you. The only way I will believe is if I can put my finger through the holes of his hands and thrust my finger in his side where the Roman soldier had stuck the spear and blood and water came out. So, because Jesus had left and then he came back while Thomas was there. He just appeared again, you know. And he says to Thomas, you know, he says, touch. And he says, believe, do not be unbelieving. You know, and he also showed him the hole in his side, and he was able to stick his finger in his side. And he says, blessed are you, Thomas, that you have seen and you have touched and you believe. But more blessed are those who have not touched and have not seen.
Because yet believe.
And yet believe, because we haven't seen him. We're believing in the invisible, the unknown. You know, we went to another level, another sphere, you know, of just like they're talking about the aliens and stuff, you know, which we're going to do that on another show. But that's fascinating to me also, you know, how now man is trying to connect up in the heavens with these other entities. And we're going to do a show on that. But we have not seen him. We have not touched him. Those disciples walked the earth with him. They ate with him, slept with him, you know, cried with him, you know. But we haven't. But yet, believe. Yet believe in something we can't see or touch.
And but we can feel.
Yeah, we can feel.
We see the miracles.
We are partakers of the miracles every day. Absolutely. We sure are.
He didn't leave himself without evidence.
That's true. Or witness.
No, he didn't.
The evidence of Jesus Christ.
He did not leave himself without evidence. And that's the thing. Even before we come to believe or think that we come to believe, he unctions us. We know.
He pulls us.
Something is there. Yes. Something is something. Pulling us.
Yes.
So we feel him.
Yes. Yes, we
you
do.
Know.
Yes, we do. He draws us.
And
yes.
Then, you know, growing up, you being my mother, you taught us this. Don't believe nothing that you hear. And only believe half of what you see.
Yes.
See, because a lot of things we see can be delusion. Me and Genesis was just watching TV today, and we seen the holographic concert of Tupac on there. And Tupac sitting up there looking just like a real person standing up on that stage. And he been dead since 1996.
Wow.
And they done had this concert with him up there.
Like just, he's actually
like he's
doing
actually
it
alive.
So real. Really.
Like he's actually alive. So that's believing half of what you see. But everything, almost everything you hear done been through a plethora of mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time it get to you, you can't believe half of it, that's if true. Any of it, right. Anyway.
Don't believe everything you hear.
And only half of what you see.
Yes. Yeah. Because
and that was good advice.
Tricks on you. Yeah.
Not just your eyes, but the things in the air.
Yes.
What about the people that be stuck in the desert and they see those mirages of water?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, I mean, there's just all kind of things that we just, that we don't have to believe. We shouldn't believe just because we see.
Sure. We need proof. We need evidence of certain things, you know. Just like Kanye said, yeah, he was a person that a lot of people didn't even care for, his attitude and the way he carried himself, you know, and the arguments that he had, you know. We said, what's wrong with Kanye? You know, he lost his mind, and he almost did lose his mind because it was a mental thing. And only God can pull us back from certain things. And because of his tenacity, I think that, just like you were talking about Paul. Paul was bold. He was bold. And God needed someone with that boldness. So he used Paul. And maybe this is Kanye's calling, because he's not afraid.
Kanye said he our brother.
Yes. He's not afraid.
He said he our brother. So we'll see.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Yes.
I just say keep them in prayer. All the celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Because we all come from somewhere. And a lot of, you know, a lot of people of color come from the church.
Oh, yes.
Come from choirs. Come from under preachers and all those things. And they have some sense of God.
Yes.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like, even if they have fell out the way.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't mean that they can't come back to the tree.
That's true. Can't come back. Because that door is always open. As long as you are alive, you have a chance to turn your life over to Christ. You know, because like you said, none can come unto the Son except the Father draw him. And none can get to the Father except they go through Jesus Christ. So it's a twofold thing there, you know, saying he's God, but he's got control over all of that, you know. But I think it's a good thing anytime anyone gives their life to Christ and is about Christ business and bringing others to Christ. Now, he's about pulling others in. You know, he's out there performing and doing concerts because he knows that's how to hook a lot of young people. God knows that. And see, we have a generation that is probably more considered godless, unbelievers. Some of our young people, look, they're killing one another. They're going into schools, shooting them up. You know what I'm saying? They're ODing at a terrible rate. And I think it said like 45% in the Marion Star
Of deaths. Them drugs and things like that. And
45%. So our young people need Christ. If there's no other reason that we can present to them to turn their lives around or turn the other way, then our only answer is Christ. And he can give them a renewed mind, you know, and turn their lives around. Even the incarceration, the large amount of incarceration. Our young people need Christ. He's the only thing that's going to work. The only thing. He's the only answer. And if it wasn't for Christ, I don't think I'd be here today doing what I'm doing. He opened up doors that no man can close, and he closed doors that no man can open. You up there pulling on them doors trying to get in, and he got them closed. You can't get in if he has them closed, you know. But when he opened them, no man can go before you and close this door and say, well, you can't get in. No, that's not true. Yes, I can. The Lord said, I can come in, and I'm coming in. You know, if I had to kick down the door, I'm coming in. You know, and that's the kind of, I know everybody doesn't have that same tenacity or boldness in Christ, but he can give you Holy Ghost boldness that you may speak as you ought to speak, and you can go into places other people can't go in. And I believe this is what he has instilled into Kanye, because he is not ashamed and he is not afraid. He is just not.
I'm gonna say this too. There was another, that commentator that was on there was saying that when somebody comes to believe in Christ, I didn't agree with this, but he said when somebody comes to believe in Christ, that they should not go out preaching, that they should spend time making sure that their relationship with Christ is solid. But I remember when the Lord came into my life, I can't help but go tell somebody about it. It wasn't like I had an option to tell, or I chose to go do this because when he came into my life and he changed me, everybody knew.
You were excited. I mean, that's a great thing.
Not just that. Even if I wasn't excited, people, I went to 3 different churches. Everybody knew. And I was in this little town. Everybody knew.
Yes.
Whether I said it or not, everybody knew.
Yes.
But even those that I hung around with that wasn't in the church, when I talked to them, I told them about how God had came into my life and how he made me feel and how everything looked anew and how all things was different, because that's something that you really can't go without sharing.
True.
That's like a man coming to sweep you off your feet, pick you up with a limo, got roses on your walkway, and you got candles here, and
bring
he done lavished and wined you and dined you and took you here and took you on a shopping spree and all this stuff, put you up in a limo and all this stuff. You going to come home and not tell somebody?
I know that's right.
Is you going to come home and not tell somebody? Exactly. So when God has changed you, you don't have no choice but to run and go tell it.
That's true. You can't keep it to myself. That's what the song said. Said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I
couldn't keep it to myself.
Woo, said I wasn't going to shout for Jesus, but what?
Couldn't keep it to myself.
Can't be quiet.
No.
He said, if you hold your mouth closed, the rocks will cry out.
And like Jeremiah said, the word of God is shut up in me like fire in my bones. Mm. So, no, you cannot contain it. You have to tell everybody. You want to tell everybody you meet because you want them to be saved and receive the Lord also. Oh, yeah. So, I did not agree with that commentator. Mm-hmm. I do agree that, okay, if Kanye West has changed, he's going to proclaim that change.
Yes, he is. Yes, and he's doing that.
And his speech will change from what it was to something new. So,
And you have to also look at this, too. Now, when he was having those breakdowns, remember that nervous breakdown? I think this was before
that
Trump
spiritual
was
warfare.
Even, yeah, it was. And that was before President Trump was even elected president.
That was around the time his mom passed.
Right after that, right?
Yep. But, yeah, that was a spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. If he came out like this, it was a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
That's what the visions he's talking about was about. And all this and all that, that's what that was. Mm-hmm. To come out, he had to make a choice.
Wow.
Like we all do. We have to come out from amongst them. We have to make a choice.
We do have to make a choice.
And God will give us visions and dreams and show us in movies and in words and through other people. Our warning and those unctions and things that come out. He uses all different kinds of things. But I believe that mental breakdown with Kanye West, if he has come out on this side, was a spiritual warfare.
Oh, yeah.
Like Michael and Satan contending for Moses' body.
Oh, yes. In the book of Jude.
Yes.
Yeah. Satan was saying, no, he belonged to me because he disobeyed you. He didn't hit that rock like he was supposed to or something.
He didn't speak to the rock.
He
hit the rock.
Then he took the credit for it. Shall we give you water? Then he took the credit from the God. Said, okay, Moses. Since you didn't give me the credit, I'll let you see the promised land, but you are not going. What do you say, Days? Go up there and do what?
Die.
On top of that mountain and die.
Well, he went up there and died. Whoa! I'd have been like, no, Lord.
No, Lord.
I need another chance. Forget the promised land, but I want to live. You know, like, but you know.
Up there and die. And he did. He went up there but and
died. That's a prime example of what God is saying to us in these last days.
Okay.
Is if you go to save your life,
you'll lose it.
You'll lose it. Moses didn't try to save his life. Look at that example we got.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you try to, if you willing to lose your life, you will gain it. And then where we see Moses at again after he went on that mountain and died? On Mount Transfiguration.
Yes. Him and Elijah.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Those of you Bible scholars, hopefully you can agree with some of the things that we are saying because you read the scriptures and you know some of the things that we are saying are true because it's scriptural. As I was saying earlier, our young people need Christ. They need him. They need a reason to not OD. And a lot of them don't have a reason. They don't see a reason to live. And that's sad.
Yeah, it is.
You know, because even though we were talking about overdosing, and they said the title in the paper was suicide has risen 45%. And I think they were talking about our county, Marion, Ohio. And that's not a good thing. So as much as we have to give our young people materialistic, and that's not enough to save them, then they need something else. They need something else. They need something that they know will motivate them and comfort them. And see, a lot of people say, well, do you talk to yourself? Yes, I talk to myself. Do you answer yourself? Yes. You know, I mean, I live, and I'm in a house by myself. Who else am I going to talk to, right? And why do you talk to yourself, Genesis?
I feel comfortable with myself. You know, sometimes I just feel like I can talk to myself. I feel like I'm a good resource. I don't know.
But sometimes it makes you feel better. I mean, you have to get things out of you, right? Yeah. We can't have these things bottled up inside of us because they will cause anxiety eventually, you know. So you have to be able to have a release, okay? But when you know that someone's listening to you, who cares about you and loves you and wants to help lead you and guide you throughout your life, that's even better. And that's God himself, and he wants us to talk to him. So that means I'm not going to be quiet. Just because you see my lips moving don't mean I'm talking to myself. I may be talking to him because he hears me. Go ahead.
I think a lot of times we think we're talking to ourselves. We are talking to him.
Ooh.
And a lot of times we think we're answering ourselves. He's giving us the answer.
Wow. That girl can come up with some powerful stuff, boy. Knock me over, okay? What can I say?
Well, he said, greater is he that is in you.
Right. Than he that is in the world.
And who's in the world? You.
Yeah, and the enemy.
And you are.
Yes.
So a lot of times when we're talking to ourselves, that's like making ourselves line up with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We are talking to our body and making it do this and making it do that. So when we're talking to ourselves, we're actually talking to He that is in us that is greater than He that is in the world, this flesh.
It made me think of something that crossed my mind when you were saying that. Oh, He says, come and let us reason together.
Yes.
I just thought about that. And that's in Isaiah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come, let us reason together. So that means talk to me, right? And I'll talk back to you. Woo! I hope you're getting as excited as I am over. Those of you who are listening and those of you who may be in the studio, because we need something to blow our mind other than drugs, other than alcohol, other than relationships, you know, man and woman or wife or whoever you may choose to be with. We need something to wow us and take our mind off of ourselves all the time, you know, and come into alignment with the Holy Scriptures, to read our Bible and give your life to Christ, because as long as you are alive, you have a chance to get it right. You have a chance to turn away from things that are hurting you and bringing you down and maybe making you feel like, I don't want to live. Christ loves you and He cares for you and He died for you, that you may have life in that more abundantly. So as long as you are alive, you have an opportunity to receive Him as your Lord and Savior from sin. I don't want to die. I want to be like Moses. I want to live 120 years. You know, I don't just want to give up and say, okay, I'm going to live 70 years and I'm done. No, I don't want to be done when I'm 70 years. You know, I want God's grace on my life. I want to live. I want to be able to continue to see my children and my grandchildren and my great grandbaby, Layla, you know, and the many more that's coming after her. And Amir, great grandbabies, you know, so I just thank God for His goodness. I thank God for my daughter being here today with me. And I thank God for Genesis being here. Genesis Williams, she's a student from Wilberforce University here in Ohio. And she's been a guest of ours. And we thank God for her and her innocence and her willingness to want more for herself. And even want to expand her relationship with Christ. And a good way to do that is read His Word. Where do I start? You can start anywhere in the Bible. I do like the Book of Wisdom, which is
Proverbs.
You know, it just tells us how smart we think we are, because we're not. And let you know how smart you are. I'm like, wow, okay, I'm dumb, right? Okay. But only God can call you that and then build you up and say, how smart. Oh, you're my child and I love you. Okay. And I will help you. That's what we need. That's what our young people need. We just need that. And we're about on our last minute. Did you want to wrap up with anything, Dacia?
Not necessarily. But yeah, I just think that I said it a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to say it again. I think that this community, white, black, Chinese, Mexican, whatever you may be, if you are concerned about your children, we need to end this year with a fast for the youth.
That's a good word. That's a good word. Thank you again, Genesis, for being here.
You're welcome.
Okay, hopefully you can join with us again. Thank you for listening to the Chat with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM, right? FM radio. And don't forget, Jesus is the answer, the only answer. And let's lead our children to look forward to something other than what they're looking forward to now. Okay? So thank you. Until next time, be blessed. Remember, Jesus is Lord and Jesus is King. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
You've had so many interesting people on here. I'm always amazed at who you have. Well, you have been such a pal, and I know you don't do much media anymore, but you're always so kind to me, and I want to take the... I always thank you when we're done, but I want to thank you on the air for 10 years of being so kind to me.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it, Scott. You know, I always say you're the best interviewer I ever had that I do an interview with. I really like to do them.
Well, and may it continue. We're not going to stop at 10 years. We're going to go on into the next years. What do you make of his opponent?
Now you're trying to get me in trouble.
No,
yes,
no.
You are. You're trying to get me in trouble. you're baiting me.
No. We can move around that question. We can move around that. You have always been that nice to me. And boy, I'll never be able to repay it. It's just been wonderful.
Well, I tell you, you've been nice to me too. I'll tell you, as I said, you're my favorite.